A night, another night, under a full moon, shining down on a lake. There is a lake in these woods, but that one is different. This particular lake exists more within than without, wandering inside yourself, seeing a woman in a white, gorgeous gown, standing on the shores of the lake, smiling at you. Her hair is long. Everything about her appearance is benevolent, is welcoming. A safe place, here. You walk toward her. Walking toward her is the most natural thing in the world. You see a brush in her hand. She offers it toward you. You reach out and take it. She turns and reveals the long fall of her hair. The gown is in essence transparent, and so you can see through to her smallish breasts, the large, pert, dark nipples. You see the way that she runs her hands over herself, highlighting the gorgeous curves. Between her legs, there's a revealed slit with a slight swatch of golden pubic hair above it. She walks closer, licking her lips, her eyes dark, drawing you in, reflecting back the full moon high overhead. When she reaches out her hand for you, you take it. She walks a little closer, brushing her fingers around the back of your wrist, down your arm to the shoulder. She stands tall, leans in, meets your mouth with hers, captures it. Pushing you back a little, she stands aloof, desirous though. There is a hunger in her stance, in her eyes. She draws closer. You see the slicked back hair, the wetness of her. She's been in that lake. You see as she leans in, gripping your wrist, that she wants you to go with her. And so you follow. The brush she handed you before, she pauses, allowing you to run it through her hair. You do. You feel you should. But with each stroke of that brush through her beautiful long locks, you feel your arousal grow, sensation grow, ache grow. You grow acquainted with her body, the beauty of her form, the warmth of her, as she leans back into your touch and simply allows you, for the moment at least, to have her entirely at your mercy. You run the brush down through her hair, touching her body lightly, repositioning her, having her lean her head forward or turn to the side so you can brush it out. Run your hands through it, soft as silk, beautiful. Then, after some time, she takes the brush, sets it on a broad, flat rock, takes your wrist once more, and leads you toward the edge of the lake. All is calm. She hums. She whistles a little. You follow. It seems the right thing to do. You remember her eyes, dark and deep, as if you could be pulled into them. But you walk willingly into the shallows of the lake. She does as well. When both of you are to the point where the water is above your waist, you see her lean back. Then, rather than the tips of her toes rising in that gown, you see the tip of a tail, translucent, fish-like, fins at the end, but long, golden-scaled tail attaching to her instead of her legs. You see her arms spread. She goes into a float, and you notice something else. The gown falls across breasts that are larger now that she's in the water, swelling, warm, drawing you in. The nipples are still dark, the skin still pale and gorgeous. You watch the curve under the gown, down to her taut stomach, down between her legs, or rather than the wet pussy from before, although it is still there, and the swatch of blonde pubic hair, you see a length, a cock resting atop her pussy lips as she floats on her back. You see that those things are still there, despite the tail joining just below them. You see that she has a butt as well, just above where the mermaid tail begins, because she rolls over, revealing her curvaceous posterior. Her breathing is quickened a little. You walk a little further in the water because she's reaching out for you, welcoming you. She takes you by the hand. She pulls you under, but strangely, while you are holding her hand, breathing and seeing are easier. The moonlight splashes down on the pond. You hear a voice in your mind, clear and calm. The moon hides as many things as it reveals. And then her hands are on your body, rubbing desperately, frantically feeling your skin. She's warm, and the waters of the lake are warm as well. She pulls you to her, captures your mouth in hers. The dry and warm, easily breathable air she pushes into you, pulls your body against her, lets you feel her breasts pressing against one of your arms. Her length between her legs is hardening, tenting the gown, which moves unnaturally graceful in the water, drifting with the same almost ephemeral silkiness of the fins at the end of her tail. She flukes powerfully around you, allowing you to raise your feet off the bed of the lake and just float in the water. She brings you to the surface now and then, rubbing her breasts playfully over your arm, letting you feel her cock harden, guiding your hand to it, letting you stroke and feel the way that her pussy lips are parting underneath. You run your hands everywhere, and she allows you. Allows your exploration, allows you to take liberties with her body, lets you feel her breasts, and when she rises above the fresh water of the lake, she presses her breast to your face. You suck briefly, pressing your face back into it. You feel her drop down. She hugs you from behind, rubbing the length of her shaft against your butt, but just rubbing it between the cheeks, hot-dogging behind you, moving her hips so they smack wetly in the water. The movement and motion pushes you around, but she has complete control, using strokes of her tail to pull herself away from your body, then toward, letting that length, that shaft of her cock, press between your buttocks and just tease, resting there, pulsing, prodding, sitting. Her breasts are against your back as well, and then she raises her tail and simply floats, and you lay back across her chest, floating on top of the best, most relaxing, floating water mattress in the world, her warm, wonderful chest pressed to either side of your head. You're resting in her cleavage. She turns you over so that your belly is rubbing against her rigid cock, and your head is pressed between her huge breasts, and she just reaches around your back and holds you to her. Her body seems to change, becoming warmer, more soothing the longer you rest against her. She breathes in and out. You rise and fall on her chest. You get the sense she has the same hunger she did on land, but you look up and see her eyes, dark, her smile behind dark red lips, the way she simply smiles back, teasing, running her hands over you as if petting you. You hear the voice once more in your mind, though it doesn't come from the movement of her lips. Thank you for visiting. It is lonely. And there are other considerations. You feel the hardening of her cock against your leg. You're resting on top of her body, but her length is caught between your inner thigh and your leg, and she's just thrusting, moving herself forward and back, forward and back, rubbing her rigid dick against you. You feel that her pussy is growing wet as well, because your knee is there and she is floating above the water with her back and butt slightly under, easily able to remain buoyant even with you laying on her chest. She reaches down, positions her cock more firmly against your skin. You feel its heat against your heat. You feel yourself enjoying the way that she moves, the way that she rolls her hips onto you, into you, the way that there's a little bit of sticky fluid starting to mat your inner thigh. You just let her do it, surrendering to her touch, falling under her influence. She moves forward and back, forward and back. You see her eyes flutter, long eyelashes moving. You see her pulsing and throbbing. You feel her against you, hot, desirous, close, overwhelming in the pleasure that is taking you down, down, deep. But you're still on the surface, floating atop her, aren't you? She places her arms around you, hugging you to her. You feel how strong she is, and yet so buoyant even in that position. Her tail flicks now and then, sending both of you in lazy, circling spirals around the lake. She rubs your inner thigh over her cock, while rubbing her own. Well, it's more of the join between her tail and where her upper human torso is. But you feel the smoothness, softness of the scales. You feel the warmth of her hip there between your legs, rubbing, massaging. Her breasts on either side of your face, she leans down, planting a single kiss on your forehead, pulling you against her, the heat of her, as you just lay atop her, making lazy circles in the lake. Then she pulls you even more closely against her body. Her cock is getting truly hard. It's dripping sticky fluid onto you, her seed oozing out of that length. It's not particularly large, but it's more than enough to make your mind numbed with the possibility of pleasure because she's breathing more intensely, her breasts rising and falling, biting her lip, but still very much drawing you in with her eyes. The glow of that place, the moonlight on the water, cast back over both of you, rendering your world in black and white. You feel as she begins to grind her cock against your inner thigh, using you to get off. It's getting taut and tense, the back muscle, the veins pressing into you, her squeezing you to her in the relaxing, floating position you're in. All you need to do is lay there and be used passively as her toy. At first, it's like you were floating on a pool toy in the lake, but now she's just using you, rubbing you up and down her body, which also introduces friction between your face and her breasts. You capture one of the large, darker colored nipples, sucking on it and just feeling her arch in the water. Still, she maintains flotation, absolutely in control of her position within the water. You feel the wetness of her pussy against your inner thigh, quite apart from any lake wetness, a sticky, viscous ache. You feel the way her cock is jumping, throbbing, even as her pussy parts and spasms within. She's feeling aftershocks because her thighs are shaking around your leg. You notice that there's a cute, high, keening sound, squeaking, desperate ache coming from her as she begins to mount toward a true climax in your arms. You wrap your arms around her as much as you can. She doesn't protest. You feel the water behind her back, the smoothness of her back. Her mouth finds yours. She pulls you away from the nipple, begins kissing you, begins grinding and rutting her cock against you even more firmly. You captured there atop of the aquatic woman. Shape-changing though she may be, she is now utterly at home. She pulls you to her. You see her long hair splayed out in the water. You enjoy the feeling of her against you and just let her do what she will. Her cock is getting closer, and you're feeling it too, somehow, through the kiss, through the touch, through the water around you, the moonlight above you. You feel arousal rise in you even as her cock is beginning to let out more and more copious pre-cum, as her pussy is beginning to part, and you feel thick, viscous fluid oozing out onto your leg. The aching fuck juice of a needy, dripping woman in heat, attached to you, latched onto you, holding you tight, kissing you deep, sliding her tongue in. You feel her against you, and everything about it is comfortable. There is no insistency in the rising arousal. The more you kiss her, the hotter you get, but it's a quiet, polite heat throughout your body, pulling at your consciousness, spiking your arousal upward, upward, throbbing, groaning, eyes rolling, entire body caught in it, throb, throb, ache, move. Feel yourself simply letting go. The entirety of you is a shivery wreck. You are against her, and you know now that the more her cock ascends toward climactic release, the more your mind goes with it. You locked into this cycle, laying atop this woman floating in the lake, her breasts against your chest, your mouth locked to hers, her cock pressing against your inner thigh, rolling forward and back, her powerful tail shuttling you around the lake as it sways underwater, your arms around her pulling her to you, she rubbing what passes for her thigh in between your legs as well, creating a pleasant friction. But just the act of kissing her, the act of bringing her cock closer to fruition, completion, release, and relaxation is enough to get you on edge. Closer, closer, going to come, going to come. The same words arrive in your brain, and you're not sure if she was thinking them at you or if you were truly thinking them yourself. But the arousal is really building. Your butt is tensing. You're going to come. You're going to come with her because her cock is spurting, spurting wave after wave of thick, warm cum onto your inner thigh. You moan and arch, but she holds you to her, holding you steady, holding you safe in the lake, drifting around. It feels so good, so relaxing, with abandon, giving in, letting her bring you off so you come against her body, rocking and shaking, shivering and losing all thought except drool and happiness, pleasure and peace, rolling, reeling, being brought slowly, driftingly to shore, where she lays you back in the shallows, washing you clean of what she spurted onto you from her rigid, thrusting cock. Her eyes rolled back and her whole body just seemed to seize up and shiver. There was no moan allowed, but her eyes said it all. Her mouth contorted in a smile and then a slack, droopy expression. Her cock beginning to go only semi-soft as she sits you in the shallows, leans against a rock next to you, leans over, kisses you on the cheek. So, same time next month, she says.